This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scottsdale. Scottsdale.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, good morning, y'all. West Coast is happening here. We are in Irvine, no, L.A., no, I don't even know where I am. It's California. Where? Glendale. Like, who knows what Glendale is? What's a Glendale? I'm in it. We're at the Hilton. We're at the Cancer Control Society's 47th annual convention. And excited to be back. It's been a few years. Special thanks to Frank Cousineau for inviting me back, brave enough to do so. And lectured yesterday on molecular hydrogen. And who knows what else. So today, right now, Dr. Tony Jimenez, our good buddy from Hope for Cancer Clinics, he is on the stage. I don't know if we'll be able to get him on today, but I'll be here. Paul Bertero will be here from Synergy Science because the molecular hydrogen is flowing. We've got some echo water here, so everybody's getting hydrogened up. And we are simulcasting our GCN syndicated radio show on Facebook Live today. And we'll be on for the next couple of hours. So if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll know more than I know. Because I've barely been on my own page today. Thanks to Super Don for making it, setting up a framework so that I don't get totally lost in California with the crazy kookiness that goes on here. Not that it's not crazy and kooky anywhere I am, but hey, we're in California. It gets extra. And I will say the food is amazing. We find organic restaurants everywhere here. And so if I'm going to make peace with being in California, that's going to be the happy place, the happy space. And our friend Allison, we went out last night with Paul, and we went to a place called Green Zone in Temple City. And I don't know if Super Don, if you can hear me, I hope you can, because it was organic Pan-Asian fusion. We had organic pot stickers, organic curries, organic. They didn't have enough sea bass for us, but hey, we survived it, and it was a delicious meal. I'm still full from last night. So, Super Don, you got your ears on?
Wow, that sounds very bougie there.
It was
organic
a bougie thing?
What was it? Organic Pan-Asian fusion?
Yes, and I think I said that right. Organic Pan-Asian fusion. I don't know if I have the menu. I could show everybody, but listen, it was great. And they didn't have any dessert either for some reason. I don't know what that was all about.
Wait a minute. If you can get organic pot stickers, you can't get organic dessert?
No, apparently 2 months prior to us arriving at the restaurant, they stopped serving dessert. They knew we were coming, I guess.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I don't know what happened there. But as far as... we were full anyway. I didn't need the extra stuff, but I wouldn't have room for it anyway. But the other night, we were with Michael Bolden at the 10th Amendment Center, and walking distance from their place in the Arts District of L.A., there was organic vegan ice cream. And by the time I got there, because we had eaten at Cafe Gratitude, have you ever heard of this place? This is all organic. I think it's vegetarian, but it's amazing, this food. And I was so stuffed by the time it came time, plus I was tired, by the time it came time to eat the ice cream, I'm like, I can't even order it. I can't. I got no room. I got nothing. And I would have fallen asleep in it anyway. So what do we got? We got medical exemptions in California to start. This SB 276, which we covered last week, especially with the big rally at the Capitol in Sacramento. What an amazing event. What an amazing event. And I tell you what, the reality is they don't even have to pass the law to instill or enact a de facto ban on medical exemptions. And let me explain that there's an article here, and I can't show you on today's show, Tuesday and Wednesday when we'll be live from the 10th Amendment Center. I should be able to show you the screen grabs of these things. But if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see a video about, titled, No, You Won't Be Able to Get a Medical Exemption Under SB 276. You can't even get one now. Now, what is going on here? Well, we've seen like Dr. Barry Sears and some other doctors that have been threatened with loss of licensure, attacked in the courts, demand for patient records before SB 276 is even, you know, if it becomes a reality. I think it's a slam dunk. The fix is in. I'd like to think it's not that way. But what we're finding is that doctors are being contacted all across the state. And you know what the percentage of doctors who are willing to even entertain the possibility of a medical exemption? A whopping 0%. No pediatrician's office is willing at this point to even engage and consider writing a medical exemption. So Senator Richard Dickey Pan, if ever there was an appropriate name for a guy, he is basically instituted a 100% compliance among those who are the most vulnerable. Among all children, I'd say all children are vulnerable, and all humans are, to being injected with toxic poisons, animal DNA, aborted fetal cell lines, and on. We could go on all the ingredients. But among those children, there are a subset of children that are more vulnerable, more likely to have a negative outcome that is overt and very rapid. Some of it is some of this is slow burn kind of stuff, but in some children the encephalopathy is very rapid, can result in death, severe neurological debilitating events, including that within the autism spectrum. And based on the fact that we're learning that physicians in California, even before SB 276 is signed into law, if it will be voted on further and signed into law by Gavin Newsom, we have a de facto state of there is no option for those children to opt out of vaccination if they want to attend public school, private school, special events. I don't know if they'll go so far in California as they have in New York. I wouldn't be surprised. They can't go to yeshivas, right? Religious schools, things like that. And so what's the point of even writing a law, making a law? Just the threat of it at this point. All they had to do was start investigating doctors, making it a public thing that's a public nuisance, a danger to the population of California, everyone, not just those most vulnerable. And the irony of those asking for or demanding that you vaccinate your children because their child is immunocompromised is that it's an equivalency in the sense of, hey, my child's sick, so your child should be sick too. It's not fair that my child is vulnerable and susceptible and already sick, so they can't have a vaccine. But under this draconian threat of a law, not even one implemented, you have those most vulnerable now, right? Even though the parents are ignorant and say, you should get yours vaccinated because I can't get mine, those that couldn't get theirs apparently are going to have to, because what physician in their right mind is going to write a medical exemption knowing that they're going to come under investigation, scrutiny, threat of loss of license, who knows what else? Fines? Is jail time far behind? If you can't go after the parents en masse and take their children away like you'd like to, California government, then just go after the doctors and make it so impossible for them that the mere threat of, if you dare even think about writing a medical exemption, we're coming for your license. How many are going to be willing to go through that? Folks, it's a bizarro world. The state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine has completely taken over the government of California at this point. Without exception, without exemption. And remember, folks, we should have to opt in. There shouldn't be an opt out. That means you're automatically assumed to be a recipient. You're just an inevitable recipient, a pincushion for the pharmaceutical church as mandated by what? Regulation, state regulation? How did you come under that jurisdiction? Always got to ask the question. Start with that challenge. You don't have jurisdiction over my child, except they will then point to the marriage license, the birth certificate, the social security number, The fact that you're sending them to a public school, they'll say, well, that's a privilege. Oh, wait, I thought in the Constitution of California it's a right. You can't create a right out of thin air. That's right. It's a privilege. It comes with strings attached. And in order for you to get the benefit, the privilege, you got to do what we tell you to do. And guess what that is, kids? Roll up your sleeves, drop your drawers. We're coming after you with needles. Untested against inert placebo, no evidence of safety, and, of course, we would argue, no evidence of efficacy either. Because the mere stimulation of an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from that given, quote-unquote, infection or disease, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. So, Super Don, am I interpreting this correctly? Obviously, I'm a little out of touch being in California. Just by definition, if you're in California, you're out of touch with some semblance of reality. I'm trying to assess what I see happening here, the de facto ban on exemptions.
No, you're absolutely right. What they did here, and when you go to this article, you'll see they put out a little informational video along with it. And what they did is they asked, get this, 882 doctors in California about trying to get a medical exemption for a child who suffered an anaphylactic reaction after the 12-month shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the CDC, anaphylactic shock is a contraindication specifically listed in SB 276.
Yeah.
And so they called these 882 doctors, presented this scenario to them, mm-hmm. and every single one of them declined writing a medical exemption. So, I mean, even when it's indicated in SB 276 that this would be a qualifying situation for a medical exemption, the doctors are so scared to do it that none of them are willing to do it now.
Yeah.
As a result of what we saw happening with, you know, of course, you know, the one they always bring up is Dr. Bob Sears, right?
Right.
They saw what happened to him. None of them will even touch it now.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Now, we're joined by a good friend of mine, and I love seeing him every time we come to California, Dr. Tony O'Donnell. Let's see if we get your audio in here and test you out.
Yes, good morning. I'm here.
It is. It's Yay! Dr. Tony O'Donnell. Hooray. He's on the Robert Scott Bell Show again. Finally, he's back. And we were just talking about, you're in California, and of course, fortunately, you're not a medical doctor.
Yes, I'm thankful. I wanted to be one. You know, I'm a naturopath, herbalist, clinical psychologist, PhD, but I wanted to be an MD, but I said, oh, no.
No, and he chose well. I wanted, you know, you're only doctors I knew growing up in America were MDs.
Right.
And I found out that would be a dangerous profession to be in. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, surprise guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's going on if they're after your doctor? Do you have an option not to be injected with experimental medicaments known as vaccines in California? We'll get more on that. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll check out the links in the show notes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, health freedom, healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. Our good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, hosting us right now, syndicated through GCN, and blasting out. It's funny, Tony O'Donnell, Super Don, you know, as my producer for 15 years.
Hey, Super Don, good morning. Thank you, man.
We connected, of course, at TRN.
Yes.
We call it the ex-wife, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They're great.
Well,
they were great.
Yeah, well, at a time, they were at the peak of talk radio. Mm-hmm. And after I left there, Tony was one of the guys that picked up the slot, and he was mentioning Super Don about Omar. Remember Omar?
Yeah, Omar Corona, the best.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said,
Omar's coming back.
Yeah, he says Omar's coming back. I was like, did somebody buy out the network? Are they restarting it?
You know, I don't know. I don't know all the details, but I know they're fuzzy details. But I know Omar's coming back, and he's been fantastic. And I was syndicated. They called me and said, hey, we love Robert, but Robert's moved on. Can you take over? And they said, we'll try you for a weekend.
Yeah.
And I did the show.
Well, you were a rock star. Yeah, man. That's awesome.
Of course, doing all the stuff on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox.
Yeah, everywhere.
All across the country. I'm blessed.
Yeah. So, hi, Mom. Mom's joining. She's watching us on Facebook Live. Dr. Tony O'Donnell's hanging out with us. We're talking vaccine mandates right now. And there's another article here over at Vaxter. My good friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, has set this up. And we're doing every 2 weeks what we call V-Science Bites on the show, where we're going into the medical literature, deep into the medical literature, to show you how the vaccine, the so-called science of vaccines, is not what they're portraying it as. And so when they call us anti-science for questioning vaccine safety or efficacy, we say, don't take it up with us. We're actually reading the peer-reviewed medical literature. You're the ones who are illiterate, not us. So
it's
a fascinating journey when you find out everything we're saying is backed up by the scientific peer-reviewed articles, not what they're saying.
Yeah, and you and I were just talking just before the break. I have Bobby Kennedy, wonderful Bobby Kennedy, at our home recently for a fundraiser, and Andrew Wakefield was in Topanga a week or so ago, having a fundraiser. Bobby was speaking of that as well. And Mr. Kennedy, as I like to call him, a good Irishman like I am, he's not against vaccines. He's against dirty vaccines. That's the problem. Thimerosal, mercury, PCBs, all of the stuff. I mean, I wouldn't give it to an animal. Why would you give it to a child? And, you know, this country, and you and I were just talking a moment ago, Robert, and we mentioned Allison as well, who's doing a great job for us, providing water and beauty.
She's doing the Echo Water and bodyguarding.
She's doing water, beauty, and a baton, right, to keep all these
people. Well, you know what it is? We're here. People don't know we're live on the air. You didn't know we were live. You knew we were live.
I
was on commercial break.
I went to the bathroom. I came back and started.
Cardinal sin.
Yeah, cardinal sin.
It shows how much I love Tony O'Donnell. I was like, come on, get on the show. Are you kidding me? Interrupt me all you want.
Yeah, you're so sweet. So, yeah, so we have seen the dramatic decline in the way people think, particularly doctors and parents, think they have to give their child a vaccine, and many children unfortunately succumb to the side effects of these dirty vaccines, and that's really bad. In Ireland, where I grew up, I never had a vaccine, I never had a shot, I never had a flu shot, and hence one of the reasons why I feel so healthy and so alive and so energetic. At 60 plus, I feel terrific. My fiancée, on the other hand, she had vaccines, and she had lots of flu shots as a child growing up in Nebraska, family of 11. Incidentally, I'm from a family of 11. She's been sick and also has suffered from Lyme disease over the years. She suffered with health all her life and continues to struggle to this very day.
No, it's a difference maker. The healthiest children you see, and I see around the world, are the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. How do you explain that? 53-54% of the American kids, you know, the youths, are what? Chronically ill. I was one of those canaries in the coal mine of Generation X. Now, millennials, post-millennials, are half of them, more than half of them, chronically ill. That's not because they're living longer, right? It used to be ages of old age diseases. Now, young people all have them. Even things that old people didn't have, young people have them now. Why? We are the most injected population.
Overfed.
Overfed, undernourished, as we say, but directly poisoned via injection, folks. And, of course, in California, the mandates are on even if they don't pass the SB 276. What are they going to look like? Are you going to be dragging children from their parents that refuse vaccinations? Are you going to be imprisoning parents in California when you're going to see the, what would we call it, civil disobedience? You might call it uncivil, but at what point?
They had the Civil Guard go to someone's house in Michigan fairly recently because the mother refused to vaccinate their children, and the National Guard went to their house, broke down the lady's door, and took the children out of the house. That is so un-American. Mm-hmm. As an immigrant, I cannot believe this is happening in America, that you have the freedom of speech, but yet you must, they insist, the government, these bureaucratic agencies insist that you and I should have vaccines. It's just wrong. People should be allowed to decide for themselves.
Well, that's a divine right, right?
Yeah.
Not a privilege to be unmolested. I've called these injections a form of rape, medical rape. And I know that's harsh to hear, but think about it. Penetrating your body with injections that contain unknown DNA, RNA from animals and aborted fetal cells, is that not a definition that would match it? Are they going to come for homeschoolers next in California? Do you have your escape plan set up? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An already dangerous Hurricane Dorian continues to intensify as it closes in on the northern Bahamas, threatening to batter the islands with Category 5 strength winds, pounding waves, and torrential rain. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Dorian's maximum sustained winds have now increased to 175 miles an hour with devastating hurricane conditions. Millions from Florida to the Carolinas continue to watch closely on Dorian amid indications it might veer sharply northwestward after passing the Bahamas. The death toll in a West Texas shooting rampage increased to 7 as authorities investigated why a man stopped by state troopers for failing to signal, opened fire on them, and then fled. The man shot around 24 people as he drove before being killed by officers outside a movie theater. A 17-month-old girl is among those injured and remains in critical condition. A news conference is scheduled for later today in Odessa. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're live at the Cancer Control Society 47th annual convention. Can you believe it? My good buddy Dr. Tony O'Donnell is with us here. And did we meet at this event or one over the years we've been traveling and connected?
I think you and I met at the Las Vegas Anti-Aging Show, I believe.
A4M, maybe,
one year? Yeah.
So, I just like I said, it's been so many years, all of those shows blur together that you have a memory of it, says you're doing something right.
And then we met at the AA. NMA show.
Oh, ANMA, that's
ANMA.
Right.
We Vegas met there as well. Yes, yeah. So we meet all the time.
Yeah, so it's been a while, but
I hear you on the radio all the time.
I haven't been at this event in a while, and it moved from Studio City or something right next to the Universal.
It used to be at the Universal Sheraton, now it's at the Glendale Hilton.
Right.
And I was the opening speaker last year with Mahani. We actually were the opening speakers for this event. This is a great event, so if you're suffering from a health challenge and you want to discover alternative medicine, this is a good way to come.
If you're in Southern California, it is Labor Day weekend. If you, even if you can't come today, come tomorrow. Full day of lectures on Monday. We'll be here pouring Echo Water. I've got silver shots. We'll be pouring some silver hydrosol. Look at that. I got a large bottle of solvent silver.
Is that good or what?
This is awesome. So people
this is
are
your natural
well.
Antibiotic.
Mm-hmm. You've got an ability to navigate the dangerous terrain of California and all the germs.
We see a beautiful girl coming. I recognize
her. Who is that?
Yeah.
Is that Katie? Right? Amazing. I did have a third microphone here somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where I put it.
Well, I'm just going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to thank you.
You're going to leave me and somebody more beautiful than you is going to join us?
I'm going to put the headset on Cameron Diaz's sidekick.
Right? Okay, hold on. Here we go. We're going to get, the show is going to get a lot better looking in just a moment. No slight. Tony is no slouch as far as the good looking department, but hey, look who we got here. Katie! What is going on? So it's been a while since we had you on the show. When was the last time I saw you? Was it like Best Answer for Cancer in San Diego, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
That was it a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You're looking great. So
thank
good to
you.
See you.
You're feeling amazing.
Are you still doing all your organic cleanse products and things that you have?
Yeah, all of that. And all the organic superfoods, you know, are. It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That
get this closer to you.
Okay. It's so amazing because... We just put our B vitamins, the B1 through B17 plus plant iron, it's all plants, on like Amazon, and it's literally every week it's doubling, and we can't even keep up with the demands right now because we're like, how is this happening? Like, we're not putting any dollars towards it or anything. Mm-hmm. And you really see how many people are so aware.
They're ready.
They are so ready, and they're so aware of real plant foods. You
right.
know?
So speaking of plant foods, good timing. You just know how to transition so beautifully. You just show up, and there you go. Have you seen this thing called the Impossible Burger?
Horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
The worst
and
ever.
It's like, people are like, oh, it's a vegetarian option. I can go to fast food. And I was like, really? Do you know what's in it?
They have
you
no idea how it's processed.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you sharing with people what it is?
Heck yeah, I want it. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's scary. So they have the genetic code from the heme protein, like hemoglobin, if you will, and they insert it into genetically modified yeast. Oh, does that now sound appetizing? Oh, well, let's rush out and get some.
Yeah, heme iron is coming from meat.
Yeah?
Right. It's like ridiculous.
And we're going to genetically engineer it into yeast. And they say they also, FDA recently approved the Synbio heme as a color additive. Which means that the Impossible Burger, when it hits supermarket shelves, it's like it's going to bleed like a regular burger with genetically engineered blood.
Is that the craziest thing? When
is that appetizing?
It makes me. First of all, I can't even eat a burger anyways, but it makes me just sick to think about it. And to imagine that people are putting this into their bodies is really sad because they don't really even realize. It's just because they're going by taste and it's just a marketing. It's complete marketing.
They make it look and taste like a burger. Listen, if you want a burger, eat a burger. If you're a vegetarian, there are veggie burgers that are real vegetables mashed together. I've had them. They're yummy.
They're
it doesn't have to be like them, and especially when they do it this way. And the question is, how vulnerable are vegetarians to marketing?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's the whole thing. It's like once you get into that arena, sometimes you just give into it and just say, oh, it's vegetarian or whatever, you know what I'm saying, or vegan or whatever, and you just go for it. And unfortunately, that you know, you really have to look at everything. You really do, you know, because I can remember, like, I've worked with a lot of cancer patients, you know what I'm saying, because I worked at the Norris Cancer Center, and you know, it was surprising how many vegans, you know, had cancer. And I remember one, she was just literally, she was a doctor and everything, and she was just like ripping her body because she was not getting the nutrition that she needed. So, you know, as a vegetarian or vegan, you really have to know what you're eating for sure, because you can do it. And you can have, like, I am the healthiest I've ever been, and I'm O-type blood. I always thought I had to have meat and veggies, you know.
High five on the O's, right?
Right on, baby!
Yeah. But, if you can navigate the world with less animal protein,
Oh, absolutely.
We OD on this stuff.
Most people, that's just how they grew up. I grew up from Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha meats, you know, the Omaha steaks and everything. And we grew up that way. And it took years to pull my body away from that because you think that you have to have that. But now I'm literally healthier than I've ever been. And I had thalassemia. I had Lyme disease and, you know, chronic infections and been able to get my infection level just...
We were talking with Tony, vaccine injury. I mean, being hammered with these vaccines and how they impact, and they don't acknowledge that the role they played in creating or making worse these other situations.
Did he tell you what happened to me when I got vaccinated? When I was like 5 years old, I got vaccinated, and within 2 days, my mom said I literally had warts all over my face, all over my hands, and when I went back to check on all of that, like later on and everything, what happened? Why did that happen? Because they'd used an experimental vaccine, a virus in there, and almost everybody died from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's amazing because I was sick my entire life, you know, and now I'm doing amazing. But, you know, it's like you have to work at it.
Yeah.
You really do.
And then the ignorance on vaccines compounded by vegetarians who don't understand that quality is important. I've met so many vegetarians over the years, and this is not me bashing vegetarians. It's just like, hey, I know what you're trying to do, and I'll support you to do it. But, man, if you eat genetically modified pretend burgers or...
And the soys.
And, you know, how many vegetarians I've met over the years that were like, I'm superior because I'm a vegetarian. I'm like, you're eating pesticide-laden, and you're all for the environment. You're destroying your environment with the vegetables you're eating. And so it was a step up to recognize... Hey, it's not just that you choose to be a vegetarian. It's the quality of the vegetables, the fruits. How are they grown? How is that impacting not only the outside environment, but yours when you put it in your body?
It's all education, right?
Yeah.
And really getting to the heart of what we're eating and everything and being just relentless in that, you know. And that's what I do. And, like, I specialize in that, in every plant that I put into my products and everything because so many people, they'll put out a green product, and they have no idea that the wheatgrass and the chlorophyll is all, it's laced with a flow agent that is got maltodextrin, it's got gluten in it, it's got GMOs in it, and you have no idea, you know?
Yeah.
And so you have to watch everything.
Indeed. So how do they find more about you and all that you're doing?
Well, they can go to info@simplyyoung.com or go to Katie's Organics, and that's with the C.
That's what I remembered.
C-A-T-I-E-S Organics at .com, because then you can get anywhere.
Yeah.
Katie'sOrganics.com.
That's what I remember.
So
it's great to see you up and about and doing so much better.
I love what you're doing. Oh, my gosh. This has been the most amazing last 2 years. Like, I'm living like probably most people feel way, you know, so great most of their life or whatever.
Right.
And I've never felt that my whole life. And now I'm feeling amazing.
Well, that was my story. 0-24, chronically ill, finding homeopathy, organic food, you know, living kind of supplements that are not synthetic. Right, all the things that I had to incorporate into my life,
right,
and to do what I do today, to feel better than I have when I was
younger.
Well,
young your man, eyes are so clear, you know. Like I do the iridology, you know, eyes are amazing. Your skin's incredible. I can really see like your nails and everything. You look really great.
Look at that.
Woohoo! Yes,
it's not palm olive either,
for sure.
So this is great. Now I lectured yesterday on molecular hydrogen.
Nice.
And, you know, we've talked about the controversies of a lot of the water technology machines talking about alkalinity, alkaline water, this, alkaline water, that. And people don't realize that you can drink a swimming pool full of alkaline water. It's not going to alkalize your body. You'll drown in the water because it's not buffered, right?
Right.
If it's all about alkalinity, just put some baking soda in, drink it. You're going to that's different. But the idea of all the technologies, what they didn't realize was that hydrogen, the first element on the periodic table of elements, facilitates so many, catalyzes so many functional productions in the body that getting back to that basic concept and supporting it, yes, we got to clean up our act. Yes, we got to clean up our water. But we can facilitate and say, what in nature is our ally? And how do we facilitate more of that coming in?
Absolutely. Well, you know, here's the thing. Is like, you know, if you can't hydrate a cell, you can't clean it, you can't strengthen it, you can't nourish and help regenerate it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always up against, you know, trying to get nutrition into the cells, you know what I'm saying? And how do we do that? You know, and that's the greatest thing about, I think, hydrogen is the ability to actually, it's the smallest molecule in the elemental chart, and it's so incredible that it can go and after the most cytotoxic free radicals in the body, and I mean, and not just in the bloodstream. We're talking going through tissue, going through our heart, our organs,
no obstacle for hydrogen.
Oh my gosh, it's so incredible, you know. And I think that, you know, we need that because most people spend their entire life not being, you know, getting great water. Mm-hmm. They think buying bottled water, which is actually causing free radical damage, you know, is going to be the helpful for them, you know. Mm-hmm. And so and what, you know, you're going to have to do that at times and everything. But that's why I'm a really big proponent of having your own water system mm-hmm. and being really up on making sure that you're getting good water all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Knowing how to monitor that and everything because it can change like that, mm-hmm. right? You know?
Yeah, I knew you'd know about that.
Right.
Now, the thing I opened with today, I talked to Tony briefly about it as well. California, the concern I have for the people of California, especially the children, is that they're leaving no option other than leaving the state at this point with the vaccine exemption issue.
Oh my gosh,
so how do you describe what people are doing? RFK Jr., who you guys have hosted the fundraisers,
just with him
right?
last week, yeah.
Has talked about his fellow Democrat, leftist liberals have cognitive dissonance. They don't like Big Pharma. They say they're ripping you off, they're criminals, but when it comes to vaccines, suddenly they think, well, there's Jesus in those vaccines. It's got to be good. I mean, where's the disconnect, and have you found a way to make a bridge to those people? Because they're scary people at this point, and I don't mean that they are malicious intent any more than most doctors have malicious intent by doing it, but they're missing something.
They are, and I think sometimes the almighty dollar oftentimes rules, and we think with our head rather than going through our heart, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, and lose the compassion. You know, when we look at these children, like... I was with this man the other day with the, Bobby, and this poor man, he showed a little video of his son when he was in the bathtub smiling and so happy, and, you know, and this it was right before he'd gotten his vaccines, and he was talking. And
let's follow up on this when we come back from the break. Stick around. A few more minutes with Katie. Katie's Organics. We'll add the link later, but she's wonderful, and we're having a good time here at the Cancer Control Society's annual convention.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We launch our broadcast week on Sundays here on GCN. It is 10 a.m. to noon Pacific, 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern time. And then Monday through Friday, we are 3 to 5 Eastern time and noon to 2 Pacific. If I do that, my math right, the three-hour time zone difference. We are here at the Cancer Control Society's 47th annual convention in Glendale, California. I'm here with my friends from Synergy Science. Shout out also to my friends with Natural Immunogenics, Sovereign Silver, and Argentin 23. And we are pouring silver shots and drinking lots of Echo Water, molecularly infused, and we got hydrogen happening here. Also, we have a technology related to remediating EMF to protect you from the fields that you can't eliminate. 5G coming. You could sue it, try and stop it, but good luck. But in the meantime, what do? We're going to get to that in a moment. First, Katie from Katie's Organics is here, and you were talking about a story. Now, was this RFK Jr. sharing this story with you, or was it a video you were talking about seeing where a healthy child, something changed?
This is actually one of the gentlemen who actually was a whistleblower, actually.
Okay.
For the doctor from the CDC.
Okay. Well, you're talking Brian.
Brian, yes.
Brian Hooker.
Yeah, Brian Hooker. Anyways, yeah. And he showed this video of his beautiful son in the bathtub when he was a little boy, and he was smiling, and so much joy in his life. It was so beautiful. And then he shows pictures of him at 21 years old, and he can't even say a sentence. It's like, I mean, if you do not have a heart, I mean, you can just let that go. But this kid is screaming and crying and in such incredible pain in his head. Mm-hmm. It's like unbearable.
Yeah, and it's encephalopathy manifested. They attack parents like Brian Hooker and
exactly.
Moms. Who are simply pointing out, hey, my kid was healthy. We went and got the childhood shots on schedule, and this happened,
right.
And they're now the enemy.
Right.
And so it's just a strange world. And as I said, the cognitive dissonance is a chasm that our friends on the political left can't seemingly traverse. And I just wonder, does it have to happen to their kids before they wake up?
Well, it is happening to some of their kids, though, too. And somehow or other, I feel like they get, hello, hi, Doc. They're getting certain, I don't know, agenda powers or something like that, that, you know, they get accolades for it and things like that. So they go along with it, you know what I'm saying? Or somehow, you know what I'm saying? And it's really sad because, you know, we really, you know, trying to get to the heart of it and to stop this madness, truly, you know, is the most important thing. Because what, you know, one in two will be affected by these vaccines in the next few years, you know what I'm saying? And we just can't have that. And especially boys, you know.
Right. Yeah, boys are more vulnerable.
Yes.
All right, so now we got to go to a girl, a woman, a famous Hollywood actress, been around for years. She played Rhoda and Mary Tyler Moore. And Valerie Harper dies at 80. Did you know about this woman?
I did. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I lived in her house on Malibu Road in Malibu. It was beautiful, overlooking the ocean there and everything. And, you know, there was a lot of mold and fungus on the ocean. And I just wonder if that didn't have something to do with her brain cancer. You know what I'm saying? You know, besides, obviously, cell phone use, is a definite link and everything. But, you know, it's so easy to get these neurotoxins in the brain and you know, that can cause long-term damage. And it's like, how do you fix it? How do you clean that? How do you get it so that it's working again? You know, my son is going through that right now.
Really?
Because he had a lot of mold in his dorm at San Diego State, and it was really serious, you know. And he didn't want to leave because his friends were there and everything. And I said, no, you are leaving. And he would not leave and everything. And he is, I know today he's suffering, I think, from that also.
Yeah.
And with the Lyme.
So she had obviously suffered for many years, and when she was put on hospice care, I don't know how much she availed herself of holistic integrative protocols. I mean, the fact that she survived a number of years beyond the battling lung cancer in 2009, brain cancer since 2013, I hope that her quality of life was okay. But, you know, the Hollywood celebrities often, you know, outside of the Suzanne Summers, they often don't talk about this. You know, if they don't do chemo and if they decide to go a different route. But there are some folks that are living examples that show you can overcome. Olivia Newton-John, we've talked about on this show as well.
Right,
she suffered and worked holistically, and now apparently it may be coming back. But there is a schism in terms of even cancer therapy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing is, you know, you're looking at like a combination of viral pathogens, you know, different pathogens that we get in our systems that are so hard to be released, you know, especially because, you know, you've got, you know, heavy metals, you know, and mercury and things like that are holding a lot of this stuff in our bodies and things like that. And so you're looking at a whole.
Katie's Organics, you got stuff to detox.
I do,
yes,
for sure.
Y'all check it out. Go to robertscottbell.com. Next hour, religious discrimination. You have a view on vaccines that differs from the state religion. What are you going to do? We'll talk about it. Go to robertscottbell.com in the meantime, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.